as a web designer or developer who is running their own web business. Do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favorite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for clicking play on this episode. Welcome back to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Now, I have been working from home for over 4 years now, 4 or 5 years in total. And I have learned so much during that time. Working from home can be really challenging. And even like post lockdowns, because obviously a considerable amount of people have been working from home, you know, in the last year, whereas I've worked from home for, you know, previous to that and very, you know, much longer. And if you are maybe a freelancer or if you're starting your own web biz, you probably might not have an office and you'll probably be working from home, especially with what we do being online businesses, where we just need a laptop and internet connection and we're ready to go. You are almost certainly working from home or working somewhere that's maybe not your own office. So today I want to talk about how to work from home and remain productive, because this can be a really challenging, difficult thing. Normally, if you were to go into an office or workspace, like you are there to work, there is no outside distractions. Whereas when you're working from home, there are so many different temptations, distractions, and all kinds of lovely other things going on. So it's not as easy as people always think. Now, I will preface this by saying I don't have any kids. Or pets, the only responsibility I have is my plants, and they are incredibly low maintenance, let me tell you. Although somehow I still manage to not keep them always all alive, but that's the story of another day. And so with that being said, I appreciate that if you have kids or you have other responsibilities, then this episode, it might not exactly apply to you, because I totally get, well, I say I totally get, I can appreciate if you have children, for example, it's a lot more hard work when working from home, if the kids are around, than it is just as one person with no kind of responsibilities. So I just want to preface this episode with, I totally get that. And I hope you can still take something away from things I'm going to talk about today. So let me also just start by saying that I have had an office space before. I've actually had 2 or 3 different office spaces, and one of them was more of a private office space. The other was a joint office that I shared with somebody else, another business owner. And I had another office space that was also a joint shared office space with somebody else. And that was great and that was amazing, but I always found myself kind of working half and half. I would spend half the time at home and half the time in these office spaces. Now, currently for the agency, we don't have an office. We're a virtual team. We all work from home. And that has been great, especially in the last year. And that has worked really, really well for us. So that's the story of, so I've kind of done bits of both. I've worked in office, and obviously I've had, pre-owning a business, I worked in an actual office, I worked in hotels, I've worked in various places. So I understand the whole working actually in a physical office space. So here are some of the things that I've learned from working at home, but also having an office. So having a dedicated workspace within your home. Now, I know this isn't always straightforward for some people. I'm very fortunate that I have a room in my house that I've converted into an office. I have a dedicated office space. Not everyone has that luxury. I totally understand that. when I started my business, I was living in my parents' house and I was working out of my bedroom and on their dining table. So back in the day when I first started, that was where I was doing it. Now, I'm such a big believer in having that dedicated space. So whether it is at your dining table, whether it is at a small desk in your bedroom, whether it is in the garden, or you're fortunate enough to have an actual physical room in your house that you can dedicate to having as an office, then that is what you need to do. Because mentally, when we sit down at that space, we know we're ready to work. On the days that I used to work on my bed or work in front of the TV, I was always so unproductive because either I'm distracted by the TV or my brain is in relax mode. So not a lot of people know this, but when we get into bed, that is the sign. I say a lot of people don't know this. This probably actually is common knowledge. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right? When you get into bed, your brain is thinking, okay, we're about to go to sleep. So when you get on your bed to do work, you're kind of half and half. You're in that relaxation state. You're in your bedroom. You're in that kind of, your brain is thinking, okay, we're going to relax. Maybe we're going to have a nap. Maybe we're going to go to sleep. And that's not good for productivity. So it's always really good to have a dedicated office space. And actually, when I say office space, a dedicated workspace. So even if that is setting up the dining room table every single day, that's where you do your work. And for me personally, having the TV on in the background is too much of a distraction. I'm very aware the days that I've done that, I'm not as productive. Listening to music is fine for me, but anything other, I get a bit too distracted. I also really love to dress like I mean to show up. So what I mean by that is I don't wear pajamas. I don't wear jogging bottoms. I don't wear for the purpose of working. So I get up, I have a shower, I do my hair. I basically dress as if I was going to do an Instagram story or go on live or be on camera, even though I'm not. Because mentally, if you arrive to do work in your comfy clothes and your jogging bottoms, again, you're telling your brain, oh, we're just relaxing right now, rather than actually dressing like you mean to show up. I'm not saying like you have to, you know, get your formal clothes on, get your suit jacket on, get your tie on, put your heels on. Just dress in a way that is not pajamas, that is not comfy clothes, it's not slippers, it's not a dressing gown, it's not a robe. Just dress like you mean to show up. And even instantly, you'll feel more ready to go. If you don't do it that way, again, you're telling your brain that you're ready to relax. We're not motivated. We're not going to do a lot today. Now, I also think it's important to move about sometimes. Although having a dedicated workspace is great, when you're working from home, sometimes you just have to shift things around. I know that there are times where I can't sit in my office and I have to sit at the dining table downstairs, or maybe I do have to sit in the garden. And very rarely will I go, okay, do you know what? Actually, I am going to sit in front of the TV today, or I might sit in bed and do some work. Obviously I have to, when I know that, I half know that I'm not going to be as productive, but sometimes you can just get in a funk, especially when you are working from home and you are there every day. It's not like you're getting up, going outside, going traveling to an office, you're around other people. So you have to move about, especially if you're feeling really kind of like in a rut or things aren't quite clicking and you're just feeling a bit, ugh. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but sometimes I feel a bit, ugh, and I just have to change it up. Fresh scenery, even if it's just sitting at my dining table rather than sitting up in my office, changing it up. But it's also important to take breaks. Now, if you're like me and you're a bit of a workaholic and if you love what you do and it doesn't even feel like work like I do, then it's really hard to take a break. Because as far as I never, ever sit and clock watch and go, right, it's lunchtime at 1 o'clock. I can't wait. And like I'm waiting for the time to tick down because I love what I do and I'm always busy. Whereas when I actually worked for somebody, yeah, I would clock watch all the time. I'd sat there and go like, oh, like, come on. Like, I just want to do anything else, or, oh my God, I'm just clock watching until I go home. So force yourself to take a break. Now, I actually have recently stopped buying things for lunch as part of my weekly shop. And that means that I have to leave the house in order to go and get some food. So whether that's walking up to my local coffee shop, whether that is walking down to the store to get food, whatever it might be, but it means that I have to actually leave the house. So I'm forcing myself to take a break. Even if I just have to go downstairs and watch TV for a little bit. Now, even I really struggle, like anything more than 15, 20 minutes in the middle of the day of watching TV, I genuinely do struggle with, because I'm like, oh, maybe hear some emails going, and I'll be like, right, I've got to get on with this. But it is so important, even just for general productivity. You might find that, okay, a really good example is sometimes when I really am doing like a long day, maybe I'm working late in the evening, which doesn't happen often, but recently I have been doing a bit. And you get that feeling that, right, I've just got to do this. I've just got to do this next thing. And then that next thing maybe might take me 1 to 2 hours. Whereas actually, if I just closed my laptop, went to bed, woke up fresh the next morning, and then I could maybe turn that same job out within 15 minutes rather than 1 to 2 hours, because I'm not at the end of my motivation. So absolutely take a break where you can. If you have to schedule that into your diary, schedule it into the diary. Now, it's okay to change it up now and again. So if you have to leave the house and work in a coffee shop, absolutely go and do that for a few hours. So I actually haven't done this in a while, just because of like lockdowns and various things, just obviously haven't been able to. But prior to lockdowns, there I did have a dedicated day. I think it was a Tuesday, where I would walk up to the local coffee shop and I would sit in there for maybe 3 or 4 hours and I would do work. And it just meant that I got out of the house. I know this is an episode about how to work from home, but I think it is important to have balance when you are working from home and you have no choice in the matter. Even if it's just one day a week where you go and work somewhere else just to get you out, just for your mental health and your mentality, it's so much better to have some outdoor time where you're not just in your own four walls. Also, as creative people, we're web designers, you can't be creative sat in four walls all the time. You have to get outside. Whether it's just a walk, whether it's a break, whether it's whatever, changing up your working environment helps with creativity. So whether you decide one day in the week you go to a cafe, or you're going to go and get coffee, or you're going to go out for lunch, or you're going to go to a co-working space, or you're going to go and work at a friend's house, or whatever it might be, absolutely go and do that. And even if you do that the same day every week or multiple times a week, get out if you can, because then you'll also appreciate working from home a bit more. Because sometimes when we're on the, you know, that cycle, that treadmill, that slog, it can feel really, you can get to the end of it and feel like, oh, like I'm drained. So it's really important to change up. Don't be afraid to change it up now and again.
Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode.
I'm also a big believer in having dedicated working hours. So when you work from home and you work for yourself, you don't have to arrive at an office on time. No one's telling you when to start doing work. Now, I know that the traditional 9 to 5 isn't for everybody. So whether you are a 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. person, or you're a 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. person, or even you're working in the early hours of the morning, whatever it might be, whatever works for you, you do that. You're your own boss. You make your own decision. You work when it fits for you. But whatever those hours are, make them your dedicated working hours. So if, like me, you do start work from, I was going to say start work from 9 to 5. Recently, it's been more like 10, but in some days it's been 8. My hours are a little bit erratic at the moment, I will admit. However, I never start working past like 11 o'clock. Like, I'm always working either from 8, 9, or, you know, very rarely 10. So it's easy when we work from home sometimes to wake up and go, oh, I don't want to work today. I'm going to stay in bed all day. I'm not going to do anything today, because we're at home, we're relaxed, we're distracted. We'll see something on TV. We'll be like, oh, I'll just do the laundry, or I'll just do this job around the house, or I'll just do this in the garden, or whatever it might be. Set yourself dedicated working hours. Now, I know this is harder for some people. For me, I find this really easy because I love to work, I love to do my job. And so it's when I wake up in the morning, I'm excited. And you should be excited too, but I do appreciate, for some people, part of the benefit of running your own business is that you can work the hours you want and you do whatever you want. And I totally respect that. But if you are struggling to work from home, you're finding it difficult, give yourself some dedicated working hours. And then at least you know, during these hours, this is work time. And then everything outside of that is personal time. And you can do whatever you want. This also goes the other way. Like, I am maybe not the best person to necessarily talk about this, because I do work late into the evenings and sometimes I do work till 10 o'clock at night. It really does depend the mood I'm in, what stuff we've got going on, and like the personal projects I'm working on. Like, very typically, the stuff that I do between, if I do anything between like 5 p.m. and 9 p.m., it's like personal project stuff rather than main business stuff. Or like better description, it's me working on my business rather than working on client work within, you know, regular working hours. So that is not particularly healthy, especially if you start working from 8 or 9. But we do work long hours as business owners, and it's one of those things that I'm very half and half. I think making money is, there are easier ways to make money. You shouldn't have to work loads of hours in order to make loads of money. I think you can work, actually, you know, aim to work less hours and make more money. It is possible. However, sometimes we just have to put the work in. And, you know, at the moment, that's what I'm doing. So the point of what I'm trying to get to is, having dedicated work hours means that, just say your working hour, you finish at 6, then you finish at 6. And it doesn't matter what else you've got to do, unless it's obviously an emergency or in a tight deadline. Close the laptop and you go and do stuff for you. Because if you don't do that, then it's almost like work is your life. As business owners, our work is our lives. We can't escape that. But you also do need something outside of work, because if you don't have that, you're going to be less productive and you're going to be less creative, because it's just not human nature. It's just not normal human nature to go all the time. You have to have a break outside of work. And I found, like, the days where I've been like, oh, just not feeling creative, and I've been really working, chipping away at something, I take a break, maybe come back to it fresh the next day, and then I'm like re-inspired. So it works both ways in terms of having dedicated hours. So you start at a good time, but also finish at a good time and don't do anything other. Now, this next one involves a little bit of a cost, but noise cancelling headphones. Oh my God. So I have these new, I don't even know actually what the model is. They're Sony noise cancelling headphones. They're wireless. I don't know the make and the model, but they are fantastic. Flip them on. Literally the whole world is turned off around me. So if you do have noisy neighbors or roadworks, or maybe kids are screaming, whatever it might be that could be reasonably distracting to you working from home, then getting some wireless headphones can be a really big game changer. So I know that there was a regular roadworks that happen around my house. And the days, actually, there is some work going on the other side of the house today. And it can be so frustrating having that going on in the background, just a constant noise. So to have noise cancelling headphones means that I could just switch the world off and really, really focus. So it doesn't matter what else is going on. It doesn't matter what other distractions are happening, then I am focused and ready to go, and nothing is going to distract me. So I'm going to summarize some key points for you guys to go away with today. So we've actually got some actions to work on. So having a dedicated workspace is the first thing, whether that's your dining table, whether that's a space in your bedroom, whatever it might be, have that dedicated office space. That's where you work. Dress like you mean to show up. No pajamas, no jogging bottoms, normal everyday wear. Move about if you have to. Having a dedicated workspace is great, but sometimes we just have to move about for creativity. Take regular breaks. It's okay to change it up now and again, whether that's a coffee shop, a restaurant, whatever it might be. If you need to do that, do that. It will make working from home and the other times so much more productive. Give yourself dedicated working hours so you know you have to start work at this time and then you finish at that time. And if you can afford to do so, invest in some noise cancelling headphones. It will be the best decision you will have ever made. I promise you. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will see you next time.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time.